course, if you're listening live, that means that you've dialed 212-461-5800, code 8246, and we thank you for joining us today. You can also listen to us on the replay line on demand by calling 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. And this way you can share this information with loved ones and your friends, and you can listen to it again if there's something that you missed. That number one last time is 212-990-6260.
One last time? Does that mean we're not going to hear it again?
One last time for now.
Okay, because I know that people will be tuning in later. Well, we have some great questions that have come in from our listening audience. I know that many times people are reluctant to send in their questions because they are a little bit shy, but I want to tell you that this show is only going to be possible because it is a question and answer show. It is driven by the questions that you send to us. So I'm hoping that, I'm hoping that we can actually, that we could actually begin to build a strong audience so that we could get a larger volume of questions. But as it is now, we really are going to look for you guys who are listening to feed the show, to get us the questions, to stimulate the information, and we hope that you will respond to that, because again, this is your show and we want you to participate and make it a success. So let's get into the mailbag. I love to go to the mailbag. The mailbag is obviously where the questions are. I think we only have 5 or 6 questions from the mailbag today, but we've got a great subject matter, detoxification, that we're going to cover. We had a lot of questions about that, so we're going to expand on detoxification. And, of course, my favorite subject, green foods, a few insights, simple questions and answers about that. So let's jump right into the mailbag, Shadana.
Absolutely. The first question I have here: my father has been complaining of weakness, fatigue, and heart palpitations. He also seems to be very forgetful these days, but he will not see a doctor. He does not trust them. Please tell him that it is okay to go. Thanks.
Well, the thing is that doctors, there are a lot of reasons to worry about, you know, going to the doctor. They're legitimate because oftentimes doctors are not, well, let's just face it, they are not always completely competent. However, it is important, vitally important, that people find a doctor they could trust. Good quality medical care actually is available. We just need to find a doctor who is responsive to our needs. And so the conditions that your father is reporting are definitely conditions that lead me to believe that he has heart issues. The heart palpitations, very serious. Arrhythmia could be very serious. If he's suffering from weakness and fatigue, I think that that is also a sign, clearly that something must be done to investigate what is wrong with him. What I would suggest through the symptoms, it sounds to me as though, again, it was heart palpitations and shortness of breath. Is that correct?
Weakness and fatigue.
Weakness and fatigue.
Yeah.
A lot of times this could be caused by a narrowing of the arteries and a restriction of blood flowing throughout the body. One of the things I would strongly suggest is that you get a very simple blood pressure test, and that's going to reveal a lot. You also want to make sure that he is not overstimulating his body. In other words, there are certain foods that you've got to avoid, like licorice and alcohol, smoking. In fact, the symptoms that you're describing to me are really consistent with someone who has high blood pressure. And so I would request our hypertension or high blood pressure battle plan. The heart palpitations and arrhythmia could be greatly reduced and assisted through the ingestion of green foods, which contain magnesium. Magnesium is vital to regulating the involuntary muscle responses within the body. which the heart rhythm or the muscle contractions and expanding are in that category. So magnesium greatly assists that. I also recommend, that he examine his adrenal glands and find out if he has some type of adrenal burnout. But as far as going to the doctor to check out his condition, you definitely want to do that. Now, one thing that I want to tell you is that sometimes doctor's offices could be dangerous. And I'll tell you, one thing that's for sure is that the simple thing, like a stethoscope at a doctor's office, could actually, they found that 50% of the stethoscopes at doctor's offices had not been washed in more than a month. That means that they see 100 patients and they use that same stethoscope, rubbing it on the chest skin, the backs of people, and Staphylococcus aureus has been found on a significant number of stethoscope surfaces. So there are ways you can protect yourself when you go to the doctor. One thing you could do is make sure that you always question the doctor. Make sure that they wash their hands right in front of you. Make sure that they clean off the stethoscope before they touch it to your body. Make sure of simple things like that. When they give you a medication, read the prescription. Make sure you could read it. Write it down in your own handwriting. Check the amount that they're telling you to take. Always cross-verify. These are important steps to take when you're dealing with your doctor, because your doctor oftentimes is in a hurry. They could be distracted. They're dealing with a dozen people in an hour, and you're just one of those people. Remember that no one has your best interest in heart like you, and I strongly encourage everyone to be their own doctor to a certain extent, because you're the one who really has to look after yourself. But when you need medical attention, it is inherent that you create the atmosphere for proper care. Don't expect that there are always going to be people who are 100% as interested in your well-being as you are. So that's
exactly
my advice.
Now, I know last week we touched upon, a lot of people are actually intimidated. Like, doctors can be intimidating. They come in, they have their white coat, they're very serious sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an intimidating atmosphere, the white walls, the light, and just the whole atmosphere of the facility. So a lot of times there are people who don't feel that it is appropriate, or they may be scared to say, oh, well, did you wash your hands? And whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to question their doctor.
Right, because...
But you have to.
Right, exactly.
Now, Shadonna, remember that study that we read on the show a few weeks ago that showed that a lot of people who get their blood pressure tested at the doctor are artificially diagnosed as having high blood pressure because they're so nervous just
exactly
being around the doctor.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So, yeah, so you definitely have to find a doctor who you're comfortable with, a doctor who will listen to you. And I strongly suggest that you seek out a holistic doctor who practices an integrative, approach to medicine. And if you get an integrative doctor, a medical doctor who practices the integration of holistic practice, then you're going to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, the next question I have here, since we're on the subject of doctors, I'll keep it going. Every time I take my daughter to the doctor, he gives her some type of pill or prescription, even for minor stuff. I worry that it may not always be healthy. How do I talk to my doctor about these concerns?
The bottom line is that the misuse of antibiotics is so widespread that it's scary. In fact, a lot of times what the doctors do is they give an antibiotic to someone even if they have a viral infection. And that's the crazy thing is that there is nothing that a antibiotic is going to do to help a virus. In fact, it might actually weaken your immune system, and more importantly, it might lead to what are called drug-resistant bacteria. And so it's really, really important, and we talked about this last week, it's really important that we, you know, that we not take antibiotics unless they're absolutely necessary. When a patient takes an antibiotic, as we said, the drug kills off most of the infection-causing bacteria, but there's a few organisms, less than 1%, that sometimes can survive because they've developed characteristics that make them resistant to the drug. And because all the other bacteria are dead, these last few remaining organisms, they're the ones that multiply. And so if they're allowed to live, then pretty soon they become the dominant. It's like if all the white sheep are killed and just the black sheep is left because the wolves could see the white sheep easier at night, right? And so the wolves hunt at night and all of a sudden all the white sheep are gone. Well, the black sheep that are left are pretty soon all the sheep are going to be black because the ones that breed and survive are going to be resistant to the danger. Well, bacteria are the same way. The antibiotics are going to easily pick off the bacteria that are available, but those few remaining are the ones that are going to multiply, and pretty soon the entire colony of bacteria will be drug resistant. And this is like almost like natural selection within the body. So it's vitally important that you always ask the doctor whether or not this antibiotic is absolutely necessary. Doctors practice what they call comfort medicine. They believe that if someone comes to them, they expect to leave with a prescription. And it's simply not the way it should be. And so if you have a flu, definitely do not take an antibiotic. Only if you have a bacterial infection should you take an antibiotic. And that's another question to ask your doctor. Do I have a bacterial infection? If I don't, I do not want an antibacterial agent. It's that simple.
Right. Now, I wish that she could have gone a little more in-depth about the type of symptoms that her daughter has and the type of prescription medicine and pills that he gives her. But how you mentioned how we could talk to the doctor about antibiotics and how we should not overuse them. But just for a simple itch or a sore throat or something, things that there are also home remedies for that can be used, should the parent...
Or like a scratchy throat or a sore throat, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, you know, you need an antibiotic or you need this over-the-counter medication. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that a lot of times, Shadonna, the ingredients in cough syrup are absolutely disgusting.
Right.
Artificial flavors, artificial colorings, artificial sweeteners, alcohol. You have, different drugs that might adversely affect the child's health in the long run. And the bottom line is most coughs and scratchy throats run their course, and the cough syrup is doing nothing but suppressing some symptoms. And it's been proven that if you take a teaspoon of honey and put it into hot water and then add a couple of lemon rinds and let that water cool down a little bit just to where it's sippable, and then sip on that, it's more effective than any cough syrup available. Even something as simple as, believe it or not, taking a half of a teaspoon of sugar. I know we don't like people to have sugar, but a half a teaspoon of raw natural sugar, organic sugar, is actually going to soothe and coat the throat and stop the itching and the scratching. And that's less sugar than you would get. And again, I'm not saying that you want to take sugar. That's not what I'm recommending. I recommend honey and lemon and water. But I'm just saying a clinical study showed that a teaspoon of sugar is more effective than a tablespoon of cough syrup at suppressing coughs. And so it's really, in my opinion, we live in a society where the overuse of over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs is at epidemic levels. It is truly creating a crisis among Americans because one drug creates a reliance for another drug. These drugs all have side effects. Those side effects manifest themselves as another symptom, and that symptom must be suppressed as well. It's a little bit like playing a smack-a-mole, where you hit one mole with the hammer and then another mole pops up and you have to keep chasing it around. That's really beneficial to the drug companies, who will always have that next medication ready to sell to you, always have that next symptom-suppressing over-the-counter medicine available for you, and always have the airwaves filled with paranoia-inducing commercials that are trying to convince everybody that they need their medicine. Do you know in the psychiatric field that in the last 5 years, prescriptions for bipolar disease, ADD, all types of emotional type of trauma, prescriptions for emotional distress and other personality, what they call disorders, have risen over 10,000%.
Wow.
That means that they're making billions and billions of dollars by over-medicating us. And to me, again, we've got to seek alternatives. We have to understand that there is another way, and that other way is provided by God. It's provided by nature, and we are here to point out to you that there are natural remedies that will be far more effective than these, than these over-the-counter medications.
Absolutely. And the last thing that I'll say about that is, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we talked about parents and how they misdiagnose their children and give them medications. And then they take them to the doctors, and the doctors do the same thing or just shove antibiotics at them. But I guess I guess the thing is to just do your research, like you said, find alternative medicines. And then one big thing that we always talk about is prevention. Simple things like making sure that you wash your hands all the time, keep them away from like your eyes and your nose, and so that you won't get sick and spread like bacteria. Make sure that you're eating right, you get the proper exercise, the right amount of sleep, so that you can prevent the common illnesses that a lot of people experience.
Absolutely. And remember that your immune system needs fuel. I got a good question the other day, Shadon. I forgot to add it because it just came on the phone. But someone said there was an old saying, you feed a fever and starve a flu or a cold or something like that. And she says, what's the truth about that? And I gave it some thought. And the truth of the matter is that there is a good theory to starving a fever. That means you just have liquids, and to feeding a cold or flu. And what I mean by that is your immune system needs proteins, and it needs other fuel like glucose in order to rise up and to fight infections. Also, the more good, healthy, fibrous foods you eat, the more intestinal motility you'll have. In other words, the faster things move through your body. And believe it or not, every time you sit on the toilet, you're actually helping your body flush out toxins and bacteria. And the faster that you have food moving through your body, and this is why your body gets diarrhea, is because it's trying to quickly flush out toxins to release them out of your body. Well, the truth of the matter is that if you have regular bowel function, then you are going to be eliminating many of the bacteria before they proliferate and harm your body. In addition to that, your body needs the protein. Oftentimes, people don't realize that your body uses protein to fuel its immune system. And so if you start starving your body when you have a cold or flu, you're actually going to deny your body what it needs to fight that infection. So the answer to that age-old question is very clearly and undoubtedly, feed a cold and starve a fever.
Excellent. And you touched on detoxification and toxins a little bit. That is something that we're going to talk about in just a little bit, but I want to remind you that we do have a featured product of the day, Wheatgrass. Buy one, get the second at half price, the Kamut Blend. Call 1-800-362-8482. That's toll-free, 1-800-362-8482.
I want to remind everybody that they're listening to the Health Discovery Show with David Sandoval and Shadonna Brewer. This show is sponsored by Platinum Health Products, and this is a product information. This is not a product education call, as we oftentimes have. This is a question and answer session. We will have a featured product, which is Green Kamut, where we'll answer some questions about that. And Shadonna has created a nice series of questions as well, dealing with detoxification, because there is clearly it is the season for people to begin to examine, you know, whether or not these past couple of months, starting with Halloween and moving through Thanksgiving and then on to Christmas, finishing up with New Year's and those New Year's Day feasts as well. And then a lot of times people look in the mirror and they go, whoa, there's a lot more of me than there was. Or perhaps my skin isn't as clear as it was. Or maybe I'm feeling lethargic. And maybe it's time to clean out the body through a detoxification process. And so we are going to talk about that as soon as we are complete with the mailbag. And I want to remind everybody how they can re-listen to this call or share this information with others, and how you can contact us as well. So, Shadonna, if you would.
Sure. The replay number is 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260.
Great. And that all you do is dial, and you are listening. So we hope that you'll share this information with others. Now, I believe we have a couple more questions in the mailbag. So if you would take us back there, and then we'll get into some of our other subjects.
Absolutely. I love your apothecary, but how does it compare to Noni, Goji, and Acai?
Ooh, that's actually a really good question. I know that many people are out there, and they have heard over the, you know, over the course of the last months or years, so many of these products. I mean, it started, I think, with Noni, and then Noni gave way to Mangosteen. Mangosteen gave way to Goji. Goji gave way to Acai. And it seems to me, Amy, Shadonna, it seems to me as though the confusion is like everybody's out there saying we've got the most potent fruit available. And this fruit has got some ancient history, and it's, you know, the most healing fruit in the world. And then when you look at their scientific proof, there is really very little to support what they're saying. Let's take them one at a time. For example, Acai says it has ellagic acid, and it says it has vitamin C, and that's really cool. Those are the main properties that Acai is claiming to have. What's hilarious is that the amount of ellagic acid and is just a fraction of the ellagic acid that you would find in tart cherry concentrate. So as far as, we'll take them one at a time. Acai claims to have ellagic acid, and again, ours has more ellagic acid. Acai claims to have vitamin C, but you would have to have a significant amount of acai in order to get a significant amount of vitamin C. You can't just take a small drink of it, like, for example. So the only two things I can really find in acai, and then they say, well, it has omega-6 and omega-9 fatty acids, but the bottom line is that we get enough omega-6 and enough omega-9 fatty acids. What we need more is omega-3 fatty acids. And so, unfortunately, 6% of the fats in acai are actually fats that we already have enough of. So I really don't see acai as being a comparison to tart cherry concentrate. Another reason is because another thing acai claims to have is anti-inflammatory compounds that we call anthocyanidins. But when you look at those three things that they claim to have, they are not nearly as high in anthocyanidins or ellagic acid or antioxidants as tart cherry. And it actually is more expensive serving per serving. So the tart cherry juice has a significant amount of ellagic acid, but it also has parallel alcohol. Now, ellagic acid and parallel alcohol are typically found in things like pomegranates and raspberries And, of course, they claim in Goji. But the bottom line is, according to the Hollings Cancer Research Institute, ellagic acid and parallel alcohol have been shown to work against every known type of cancer. They've been effective in fighting every known type of cancer in clinical settings. And so it's important when foods claim to have ellagic acid that they, you know, obviously that's a good thing. But when you compare the amount of ellagic acid to tart cherry, goji can't compare. And so, you know, this is, in my opinion, not goji, I'm sorry, acai can't compare. Now, moving on to goji, which was another one of the questions, goji is really out there. It's claiming that they have all types of amazing compounds in it. But when you actually look at goji and you try to look what exactly is in goji and what is good about it, it's really hard to pin down what is it about goji that helps the body to heal itself. Sure, it has a long history of being used in China, Tibet, and India. And a lot of times they use, like, the wood stem of the vine. A lot of times they use the leaves. Many times they use the berries. But there's 41 species of goji, and not all of the species and the varieties have been tested. So when you buy goji, it might be a type of goji that really isn't that impressive. You know, you need to know what type of goji you're getting. But what's in goji? Well, the bottom line is that there is nothing that I could find in the scientific literature that shows that there is that there's a specific epidemiological or specific phytochemical benefit to taking goji. I've been searching through the literature, and really, goji berries are, for the most part, all hype. I don't see any scientific literature that shows what is in goji that is going to benefit the human body, other than the pigments that we would typically find in any deep, dark red fruit. And so, again, acai and goji, really, they don't have anything that helps them to compare to tart cherry. Now, the last thing, noni, is really ridiculous, in my opinion. Noni has been claims to rejuvenate the immune system, to do all these crazy things. And when you look at what is in, again, noni, there are, you know, they go, oh, well, there's xanthones. And you're like, well, I'm sorry, that's what they claim is in a mangosteen. But the bottom line is there's no solid scientific backing for any of these products. Now, let me challenge you in this way. Let me take you very quickly down the list of scientifically proven compounds in tart cherry. Tart cherry is nature's highest source of melatonin. Melatonin has been proven to be highly effective in preventing breast cancer in women and helping people have deep, rejuvenating sleep. Melatonin balances circadian rhythms and is one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. And there is no plant that has a higher amount of melatonin naturally occurring than tart cherry. Secondly, ellagic acid, what you buy pomegranates for, and clearly that they claim acai, well, tart cherry has more of this ellagic acid than in two servings of pomegranate juice and in four servings of acai. And so clearly tart cherry is a superior source of ellagic acid. In addition to ellagic acid, tart cherries have parallel alcohol. Parallel alcohol is a compound created in your cells to destroy by your body to destroy cancer cells. And tart cherries naturally have parallel alcohol occurring in them. Not goji, not mangosteen, acai or noni, none of them have parallel alcohol. The next thing that people look for tart cherry is for the anti-inflammatory compounds that help with gout and arthritis. These anthocyanidins and proanthocyanidins. Well, tart cherry has far more than even blueberries, and blueberries are known as the most potent source of anti-inflammatory anthocyanidins. The problem is that when you cook blueberries, that benefit goes away, and most blueberries to some extent have been heated. So tart cherry is also higher than even blueberries for anthocyanidins, scientifically proven. Now, tart cherries are rich in isoquercetin and quercetin. Those are the bioflavonoids that every skin specialist and every, you know, dermatologist and every esthetician, they know, they're learning all about these bioflavonoids because they're what build good, thick, healthy collagen, which makes our skin and our cells so much stronger. And this isn't in these other products either. And the bottom line is that at the end, when you take a bottom line measurement and you say that all of these scientific studies from major universities across the United States are identifying and quantifying and qualifying the benefit of tart cherry based upon science, based upon identifiable, known, beneficial compounds, then it is ridiculous. It is insane to compare it to acai, goji, mangosteen, noni. You could put all of those together, double the serving, and you'd be hard-pressed to get the benefits of a single serving of tart cherry. And remember, tart cherry is pure. It's non-pasteurized, no additives whatsoever, and it only takes 1 to 2 tablespoons a day to give you 5,000 to 7,000 oxygen radical absorbance units. Now, oxygen radical absorbance units, or ORAC, oxygen radical absorbance capacity, is a scientifically proven measurement by Tufts University, approved by the government, as a way of measuring the ability of a food to fight free radicals or cancer-causing compounds in your body. No food ever tested in the history of the world could come close. I've never even seen anything half as potent as tart cherry concentrate in the ORAC rating. So again, they're out there, the acai's, the goji's, the mangosteens, the noni's, those things are out there. But if you look at the science and if you look at literally how it compares to the to tart cherry concentrate, they're really in a different class. They're in a different league. Tart cherry rises above all the rest. And we hope that you will look at the facts and make a decision based upon science and not on the hype of some newsletter or some website or some person who simply wants to make some money by selling it to you.
Thank you. So if you want more information or if you would like to actually purchase the pot of cherry, you can always call 1-800-362-8482. That's toll-free, 1-800-362-8482. You can also go to the website, www.phporder.com, and place your order online there. Speaking of the website, there are a lot of new additions to the site. I know that our sponsor, Platinum Health Products, they have another promotion going on right now, the New Year's Resolution Packs. So you want to make sure that you go to the website and look up that information. There's also information about upcoming events, including the Oasis Retreat, which we are now taking reservations for January, February, March, and April at an introductory rate of 25% off, I believe. So you want to take advantage of that if you can. We do still have a few more spots left in January. Is that correct, Dave?
We do. We have 5 rooms left, and we would love to fill them. So if anybody is interested, we have a special introductory rate. It is 25% off of the book rate. And remember, if you come with a companion, the double occupancy is even a couple hundred dollars less. And so, I mean, at the bottom line, I think, and I believe that it's around $625 to $650 for the double occupancy rate for the entire program, which includes all of your food, all of your supplements. It includes morning yoga instruction. It includes nutritional consultation. It includes a 1 free complimentary massage. It includes entertainment. It includes outings like a visit to the giant sequoias, which are just absolutely breathtaking. And it is a beautiful, serene, and absolutely, I would say, pristine environment with clean air, clean water, no electronic noise, no electronic noise, and none of the artificial light that is, you know, typically found in cities. So at night when the sun sets and you look up into the sky, the stars are so bright and the sky is so clear, it literally looks as though someone took a paintbrush and painted the Milky Way across your eyeballs. It is just that breathtaking. So I encourage everyone to go to the website and check it out, and absolutely consider booking some time at the Oasis. You'll get to spend time with me and my staff as well, time to ask questions and just make friends and enjoy what we believe is an experience that you will never forget.
Absolutely. The Oasis retreat date for January is the 25th through the 28th. The one in February is the 23rd through the 26th. And then in March, we have the 22nd through the 25th. And Dave, you just mentioned that you will indeed be there at the Oasis. Will you be there the whole time?
If I'm not there, I'm going to have a paper cutout of myself. I will be there to greet you, and I will be there to say goodbye. And I'll be there every minute in between. So this is an experience where we get to commune as friends and definitely share our thoughts. And, you know, it's a great time for learning. It's a great time for introspection. And when you come, you could let us know what your focus is. If it's detoxification, then we'll do one thing. If it's weight loss, we'll do another. If you're looking to accomplish something, let us know, and we'll make sure that our naturopathic doctor and our staff is completely aware of your needs and desires, and it will be semi-customized to fit your needs. And so I think that it's definitely different in so many ways than any other spa that you've been to, because some of these places you go to, and I've been there, like to Ann Wigmore's Wheatgrass Clinic or to Optimum Health, and they're a little bit like boot camp, Shadonna. I mean, literally, you go there, you feel a little bit like a prisoner. You're told what to do all day long. It's a very strict regimen. Heck, we have fun at night. We build big fires. We have fire dancing. We play games. We have great conversations. We have outings. We have delicious food. You know, it is really a fun experience. And it's like a lot of these other places, quite honestly, are depressing. Ours is anything but depressing. When you come there, you are going to not feel as though, oh, this is something I have to subject myself to get better. You're going to leave feeling like you had a vacation, and that's the experience that we're trying to offer.
So you can go to the website once again, www.phporder.com, to check the schedule. You can call our toll-free number, 800-362-8482, to inquire more as well as reserve your space. That number one more time is 1-800-362-8482. Now, in addition to that schedule on the website, there's also the East Coast Snack and Sip Tour schedule, which is coming up very fast. February 8th through the 10th, we will be in the New York area. On February 8th, we'll be in Long Island at the Hyatt Regency from 6 to 9 p.m., On February 9th, we will be in New Jersey at the Marriott by the Newark Airport from 6 to 9 p.m. as well. And on February 10th, which is a Saturday, we will be in Manhattan at the Hilton New York on Avenues of the Americas from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And last but not least, Saturday, we will be in Brooklyn at the Grand Space from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have tickets available still. Admission is $10 per person, and you can call 1-800-362-8482 to reserve your space. We're really excited that we have the opportunity to touch so many places while we're there. Usually we're only in one location, and you have to come to us, but we're trying to, you know, spread ourselves around a little bit, and we've listened to your comments and your requests, and we're trying to fulfill those as best we can. So we're coming to you, Long Island, New Jersey, Manhattan, and Brooklyn. So reserve your space. Once again, that number is 800-362-8482.
Fantastic. Now, we have a lot of exciting things going on. If anyone would like to help us to build an audience, please give Shadonna a call. She will get you out some flyers, whether you have a shop that you can hand them out, whether you just want to use them, you know, to help us by handing out to different people that you know. We have flyers available. If you would like to help us build our audience in New York, we'd definitely appreciate it. We're looking for people to help us to do that. We'll, and if you do, of course, we will do our very best to, when you have the flyer, write down your name on it and tell the people, bring this flyer to the event. And you know, that way we will know who sent them there, and that way we'll be able to give you credit if they decide to become a member of Platinum Health Products. They'll actually end up being in your group, which is a really good thing. Also, if you want to bring three friends, we will give you your ticket for free. There's a buy three, get one free offer. So if you want to come with your family, that's absolutely good. And people say, well, what will I get for my $10? Well, I guarantee you this. We are going to have a very – you will get more than enough for your $10. That's all I could tell you. Every single attendee is guaranteed to get goodies that are far in excess in value of $10, and that is something I absolutely guarantee you. So it's an investment in health. It's an investment in your future, and it's an investment that will pay off immediately – The day that you arrive, because we are going to again make sure that your $10 investment is going to be amply rewarded.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about that and can't wait. So once again, we're coming to New York. If you would like to attend, if you have friends and family in that area, please let them know. And the areas that we'll be attending, Long Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and New Jersey. 1-800-362-8482.
Well, there's so much information we still have to cover.
Yeah,
I've been talking slowly. Let's get right
to it. We have about 15 minutes left, and I want to get to our featured product of the day, Green Kamut. What exactly is Kamut?
Kamut's an ancient grain, Shadonna, that was discovered in an Egyptian tomb back in the late 1930s by an archaeological team. They actually took several hundred kernels from a tomb, and this grain was not used for over 2,000 years in agriculture since then. So in other words, way back when, during the Egyptian times, this grain was stored. It was used for a couple thousand years and then discontinued use about the time of Christ and has not been used since. Well, it was discovered in that Egyptian tomb, and one scientist tried to germinate it, and miraculously seven out of 360 kernels actually germinated. The scientist propagated those seven kernels over and over and over until he had actually built a large supply of this ancient Egyptian seed. Now, clinically, it has been proven to be the most ancient of all wheat products, of all grains, and it is far less allergic, far more nutritious, and is just a far easier to digest grain than any other grain in modern times.
Now, what is green kamut?
Well, green kamut is when you take those wheat seeds and you plant them in the ground, they sprout and they grow a green leaf, and that leaf is like wheatgrass juice. And so green kamut is wheatgrass juice grown from this ancient Egyptian wheat.
How does it compare to wheatgrass? A lot of people now consume wheatgrass that's like grown in trays.
Well, that's a good question. Green kamut is wheatgrass. It's just that it is a very, very unique, special, and potent wheatgrass.
Okay.
So green kamut is milder tasting. Green kamut is easier to digest and more nutritious than other varieties of wheatgrass.
Okay. Now, a lot of times when we hear the term wheatgrass or buy wheatgrass, when we go to places that juice, it's actually juiced right in front of you. Our sponsors, Platinum Health Products, prepare wheatgrass, but it comes in a powder form. So it's dehydrated. Does it lose its potency?
Oh, that's a great question, Shadonna. First of all, let me tell you about the dangers of growing wheatgrass in trays. First of all, the wheatgrass in trays comes from wheat seeds that have been selectively bred to germinate within the first 24 hours, which means that all of the other varieties of wheat that might germinate over, let's say, 3 days or 5 days or 2 weeks or a month, all of those varieties have been selected out of it. So you're getting mono agriculture. The second thing is it is grown in a plastic tray. And to me, that's not cool when something's grown in a plastic tray. The next thing is it is less than 12 days old, which means it is a sprout. It is not a plant. Now, a sprout, in the first 12 days, a seedling will only osmotically take in moisture and no nutrients, no minerals, no protein, nothing at all. So even if you see wheatgrass in trays grown in soil, it doesn't matter because that soil cannot provide nutrients to the growing sprout. After the 12th day, after the sprout believes it is strong enough and has properly formed its ribonucleic acids, then it will allow substances in like nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and even bacteria will be able to enter into the plant. And so the thing about wheatgrass juice grown in trays is it is very high in sugar. It causes people to get a hypoglycemic reaction. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not as good as wheatgrass grown from an ancient non-mono agriculture food grown in deep, rich organic soil, grown and absorbing all the nutrients from that soil. So wheatgrass grown in trays is a totally different substance than wheatgrass grown in the earth and outdoors in nature. Now let's talk about the dehydration process. Our dehydration process is amazing because we go into the fields, we harvest the leaves, we wash the leaves, we juice the leaves, and then we gently remove the moisture from that juice. The only thing we leave behind is the bioactive components of the grass. This includes enzymes, bacteria, all of the nutrients, all of the chlorophyll. So the dehydrated wheatgrass is actually quite amazing because the Kamut wheatgrass is amazing because 1 teaspoon is guaranteed to provide all of the potency that you would typically get from an ounce of fresh wheatgrass juice, but without the debilitating extra sugars. And the last warning about wheatgrass grown at your health food store or bought in a Jamba Juice is they rarely clean the juicer that they juice your wheatgrass in. So if you go to get fresh wheatgrass juice, say, hey, do you mind putting a couple slices of lemon through the juicer before you make my wheatgrass juice? Because the lemonoids in the rind of the lemon will actually act like antibacterial agents as they go through the juicer, cleaning it out so that when you put your wheatgrass through, you're actually getting fresh, pure wheatgrass, not the residue that's decomposing from the wheatgrass that was made an hour ago. And that's something that I always worry about in those wheatgrass juicers that are used repeatedly and yet not cleaned properly in between uses. A little bit of water and a couple of slices of lemon, and your wheatgrass juicer is good to go.
Now, you've made a couple of very good points. Now, getting to the dehydrated wheatgrass, you've proven that it's better to consume than the one that's grown in stores. However, is all dehydrated wheatgrass the same?
Well, the problem is, Shadonna, before we came up with our process, all of the dehydrating processes before used heat, and they also used a binder. Now, when you make a juice and you try to remove the moisture, a lot of times the amount of solid parts in it are so small that it's very, very difficult. So what scientists came up with is a process where you put a soluble fiber, like a sugar, into the wheatgrass, and then when you dry it, the sugar binds with the wheatgrass, and it is easier to convert it into a powder. We do not do that. We're the only company in the world that does not make a wheatgrass that is either bound with fiber or bound with sugar. And the reason we don't like that is because obviously you don't want to add sugar to your body, and maltodextrin is really a sugar, and you don't want to have it with fiber because fiber holds and absorbs the nutrients. And so you want a pure juice extract without any additives, without any heat, without any pasteurization, without any preservatives, and that's what we provide, pure, raw, natural, and, of course, unique, because there are other dehydrated green juices out there, but they do not compare because they are not pure and they are not raw.
Okay. Now, really quickly, let me know the benefits or some of the benefits of the Kamut, because I know there are tons of them. How much should I take and when should I take it?
Okay, let's go with the how much should I take, when should I take it, and then we'll get on to the benefits. I believe you should take it as soon as you wake up in the morning, every single day, and you should take a second serving at a gap in the afternoon between, let's say, right after lunch, an hour or two after lunch. Now, I think that that's the minimum, two servings a day. I personally prefer three servings a day. If you could take an evening serving, an hour or two after dinner would be fantastic. And those three servings a day are going to be absolutely, I would say, not the maximum you'd ever want to take, but it is the ideal amount that you should take. And again, that's the when you should take it and how much. Now, I recommend one to three teaspoons, depending upon your need. You could start with one and then maybe up to two and then try three. And if you feel that you're comfortable at one, two, or three, then that's where you stay. I'm a three teaspoon, three times a day person, and I want everyone to find their own level. But no less than one teaspoon, no less than twice a day. I would prefer probably one to two teaspoons, two to three times a day. Now, the benefits you're going to get are really awesome. I could go on for hours. In fact, the entire book, the Green Food Bible, is 190 pages of benefits of having green food. The Healing Miracle of Green Food audio cassette and CD are an hour worth of benefits of taking green food. So I'm going to try to put them in a nutshell for you. Oxygenating the body is a tremendous benefit of green food. When there's oxygen in the body, bacteria, cancer, and viruses cannot grow. Secondly, alkalizing the body. You are going to flush out toxic acids when you have green food. These include lactic acid, uric acid, and other toxins in the body that are acidic in nature. It will flush those out of the body and neutralize them, thus allowing the body's natural physiological functions to be optimized. Enzymatically, it will detoxify the body. It will go in and help break up and eliminate impacted food and undigested food that is polluting your body. That's through the enzymatic action. It also has lightweight proteins, extremely light molecular weight proteins called peptides and polypeptides. These are the building blocks of your immune system, and they feed your body's immune system. And these polypeptides are truly, the highest quality protein that you could get from plant matter. The last thing is that they are abundant in chlorophyll. It's not the last thing, but the last thing I'll mention. They are abundant in chlorophyll, and chlorophyll has the ability to bind with toxic metals and to bind with PCBs and DDT and other excitotoxins and neutralize them and help eliminate them from the body. So chlorophyll, again, is a tremendous detoxifier of the body. And green foods help to oxygenate. They help to alkaline. And all of these benefits that we spoke of, boosting the immune system, helping with the elimination of toxins, all of these benefits are inherent to green foods. They are emphasized because our green food that we're recommending, the Green Kamut, is among the most potent of all green foods offered anywhere in the world. And so there's no doubt that we could go on, as I said, for hours about the benefits of green foods, but primarily the reason they benefit you is because of those chemical reactions that they initiate. And when they initiate the chemical reactions, your body will then be sort of unleashed. You'll open up the doorways and the pathways of healing within your body, and nothing opens up those doors and clears those pathways like green food.
Excellent. So that is our featured product of the day, Green Kamut Blend. Buy one at retail price. Get the second one at half off retail. Call 1-800-362-8482. That's toll-free, 1-800-362-8482. That's also the phone number if you'd like free information about any of the products that we mentioned or place an order any of the products that we mentioned to get a list of products that Platinum Health Products have to offer. You can also order your book, The Green Foods Bible, and reserve your seats at the Snack and Sip East Coast Tour or reserve your space at the Oasis Retreat, your one-stop shop, 1-800-362-8482. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time here, and we didn't get to our detoxification information, but the great part is we'll be able to save that for next week, so make sure that you tune in. Next week, we'll talk about detoxification. Dave, any last comments?
Yeah, I'm really happy. It's clear that the audience is growing. I think that if everyone will make sure to tune in next week, we've got a very, very exciting show. I can't tell you everything that we're going to cover, but I will tell you it will probably be the best show that we have had in all of 2007.
Oh, yeah, this is our first show for the year.
It is, and I have to tell you that we're just sort of getting our feet on the ground with this format, but I've got some phenomenal material to share with you next week. I hope that everybody will tune in. We are also going to try to send out an announcement to all of our listeners who previously listened to us on the radio to try to invite them to join us on this call. We haven't had a chance to really promote this call yet, so if you would help us to do that, again, they're going to get better every week. Next week, I think, is going to be extremely interesting, the information that I'm going to share with you. You're going to have to just hold your breath and wait 7 days, but I promise you it will be worth your time. So until next week, I want to thank Shadonna, my co-hostess, for the time that she spent preparing and helping with the show. And also remember, we need you. Shadonna wants to hear from you. There are questions we need to answer for you on this show, because when you have a question, as Shadonna often says, there's dozens of other people wishing that they had the courage to ask that question, and they will benefit from the information we're sharing with you. And so, Shadonna, I want to again thank you and ask if you have any final comments before we go off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. You can send those questions to me at sbrewer@phporder.com. That's sbrewer@phporder.com. Don't forget the replay line, 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. Until next week, God bless.
Hey, thank you, Shadonna. Goodbye, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.